Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again tonight. We just want to be here to lift up the name of Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we're just here to see people saved and set free and delivered and getting their needs met. So just tell your friends and your neighbors and your family to tune in tonight and just share it out for us and push the like button so it can get on out to those that need to hear it. And we are on Reaching the World for Christ and memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. So just tell all your friends and neighbors to tune in, and we thank everybody for sharing it out, for liking it. We want to thank everybody for praying for us during my brother's death, and we want to thank everyone for praying for my little great niece. She's doing some better, thank God. She had died for 35 minutes, and God brought her back, and as far as I know, she's doing pretty good today. So just remember her. She still needs a miracle. She's up here in Children's Hospital in Chattanooga. And I remember her parents, and just pray that God will perform another miracle for her and that she'll be able to come on home. And we just want everybody to be much in prayer for our pastor's sister, Nellie Worthy. She's up at Park West. And she's got fluid around her lungs and heart, so we're trying to get it off. So just pray that God will touch her and that she'll be able to come back home. And just join us tonight for an evening of worship and praise and lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're going to have some good preaching here in a little bit. So just tell all your friends about it. Hello. And the subject for today is 1 John 2:25. And it's called, "This is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life."
Okay.
We all know that we can't go to heaven unless we've been born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born again. And we got to be born again before we can have eternal life. So that's what the subject is on tonight.
Fiction, come on again.
And we're going to have Timothy to come around and sing a couple songs.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to get our pastor on here to minister.
Oh, we will.
So just bear with him just a minute as he gets it going there. Worship the Lord with him and keep your mind on the Lord.
Rivers of joy now flooding my soul, I know my sin is paid. I've been forgiven of my sin and I'll be born again. Praise God, it's their old, I'm saved. Praise God, what wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'll say days I'm free. I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I say. The burden of sin that I carried so long, it's gone, right rose from the grave. And you can't make me doubt what I'm going to shout. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saying. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Yeah, praise God, it's settled.
At this time, we're going to get our pastor, Pastor Don Harris, come at this time.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank the Lord for being able to be back again.
Yes.
On the broadcast today to bring to you the Word of God and lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We're so blessed to be able to know, praise God, that we're saved and the Lord lives in our hearts and in our life. Praise God. And I tell you, it's an honor and a privilege to know who Jesus is.
Yes.
Thank God for the good singing. Praise God. And we just want you to settle in and reach out and invite somebody to tune in and listen, because we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and present unto you a living Savior. Praise God, that's alive. And because that he lives, why, you and I can live also. And the subject was today out of 1 John 2 and 25. And the promise that we all have was made to us that we can have eternal life and that we can live forever and ever. We know and realize in this walk of life, hey, there's dying on every hand and every side. And praise God, and people are leaving friends and loved ones behind. But, you know, if we have got Jesus in our hearts and in our lives, why, we'll see him again. One day after a while, when we can all meet together in heaven, and there we'll be throughout the ages of time as time rolls on and on. And there'll never be no more separation there. There'll be no heartache there. There'll be no crying or dying. Praise God, because I tell you, the writer John the Revelator said the former things has passed away, and he said, behold, all things is made new. And can you imagine that this afternoon that about a place where there'll be no heartache, where there'll be no dying, or there'll be no trips to the hospitals, and somebody's in pain, or somebody is sickly and a dying. Praise God. And I tell you what, church, we've just got to go there. Lost men, woman, boy, girl, whoever you are, praise God, you need to recognize and realize what Jesus Christ done. He promised every one of us that, and that is that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. And I'll say tonight, he said, it ain't my will, how that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. And when he come down here, he come in this world, praise God, and took on himself the form of a servant and come obedient unto death, even the death on the cross for you and I. Praise God, and it never been before, for whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. But when Jesus died on that cross, praise God, there was a way went out and a door opened, and that you and I could enter in to the holies of holies and into the presence of an almighty God there, that we could live and that we could live forevermore. That he said here in John that, praise God, 1 John 2:25, that we could have life and have it more abundantly, eternal life, praise God, where children, and I'll tell you, John talked about the place that the Lord is going to prepare for us, and how beautiful it must be, that, praise God, the walls of it is made of jasper, the street of it is pure of gold, and hallelujah. And out from under the throne of that place, he said, thou proceeds a river of water as clear as crystal, and all kind of emeralds, and all kind of silver and gold. Praise God, Frankenstein. Praise God. I mean, you can just go on with imagination of its splendor and of its beauty that beholds you and I there. Praise God, and there'll be no sadness, there'll be no heartache. Praise God, because Jesus Christ has made a way for you and I that we could live and that we could have it alive. Praise God, and I pray to you out there today, if you under the sound of my voice, if you don't know Jesus, if you ain't repented of your sins, and come and believed upon him, praise God, and accepted eternal life, I pray that this would be the day and the time that you'd come and you'd call on his mighty name. Hallelujah. We'll read a verse here in 2:25. Praise God, and it reads like this. Praise God, I tell you what, we're mighty blessed of the Lord to know who Jesus is. Yes. And he said, this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. Praise yes. God. And brother, that life is in the Son of God. Yes. Bible said, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God, don't have no life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Friend, if you got Jesus, you've got a promise of a home in heaven, there where you'll be forevermore in perfectness, and praise God, and peace, and happiness throughout the ages. As time rolls over and over and on, praise God. And I say, tonight, Jesus, the Bible said that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Praise God. If you have, you can live forever. Praise You've God. Got eternal life, a life that you'll live, praise God, forevermore. Some of them come to Peter and them as I'm tired preaching the Word of God. Praise God, in Acts chapter 2 and down through it. Praise God, and he began to tell them, he said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, praise God, without repentance, we'll all likewise perish, except we're born again of the water and of the Spirit. We cannot enter in. But when Jesus come, and he went to the cross of Calvary, and there he suffered, he bled and died, and when he yielded up and gave up the ghost, he died on that cross. Brother, I tell you, the calling out to whosoever will, I'm no longer if anybody, I don't care what people you are, what nationality of people that you may be, where you come from, where you're going, hallelujah, where you at in this world, if you're grieving and you've got life, brother Jesus, I will forgive you of your sins, and he'll come into your heart and into your life, and he'll take his bow down inside of you, and he'll give you life, praise God, and he'll give it to you more abundantly. I say, he ain't got no respect to person. It don't matter what color your skin is. It don't matter what part of this world you come from. Brother, if you believe on him, you can live, hallelujah, and you can have life forever and forevermore. Because he died on the cross of Calvary, and he shed his blood there for you and me. Praise God, we could come and accept him and believe on him and receive eternal life, praise God, and start living. You know what? If you ain't accepted Jesus, you ain't living. Because brothers and sisters, you on a road that leads to destruction and to eternal far forever and forevermore. But I got to say it again, but Jesus loves you, whoever you are. You can lay your hand on yourself. Whatever your name is, Jesus loves you, and he wants to save you. He wants to come into your heart and into your life. And friend, that's just the first step. You can go on and begin to read the Word of God. And the Bible said, to study, to show yourself approvable, a workman that need not to be ashamed of the rightly divided the Word of God. And what the Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Do you believe out there, friends, that Jesus died on the cross for you? Do you believe that he died, and on that third day that he rose, and that he's alive forevermore, and through his name there is forgiveness and remission of sin? I believe that he died on the cross of Calvary. I believe that you're sure I'm standing here tonight on that third day. Praise God. That old stone was rolled away. Martha and Mary, some of them run down to the tomb where Jesus was supposed to be there, going anoint his body. And when they got down there, there was an angel standing by. and said, why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen, as he said he would. Children, I tell you, the tomb in Jerusalem has emptied. There's nobody in it. All that remains there is this gray clothing and blood stain. As sure as I'm here, he come out of there, praise God, and said, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. And he walked among men, showing them, hallelujah, that he's alive. Some of them even doubted, and they couldn't believe it. They was in that upper room, up here with the Jews, hallelujah, and the door was all closed up, and they were shut up in that room. They was afraid, and all at once, there was a man I stood in the midst of them and said, be not afraid. Hallelujah. I am he that liveth and was dead. But he said, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. And when they seen the Lord, they was glad. Brother, I'm telling you, praise God, if we're right with God, if we live in our heart, we're going to be glad to see him one day when he steps out on the clouds of glory. But a lot of them didn't believe. Thomas one night when Jesus come alive. And Thomas, when they told him about it, he said, I just don't believe it. He said, except I see the nail prints in his hands and thrust my hand in his side, he said, I won't believe. And the Bible said the next time that Jesus stood in the midst of them, Thomas was there, and all at once the doors closed, and Jesus stood in the midst and said to him, and said to Thomas, be not faithless, but believe. And the Bible said, when Thomas seen the nail print, he said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, Thomas, because you've seen me, you believe. But I like the next verse. He said, blessed are they that have not seen but believe. I didn't see him when he rose up third morning. Hallelujah. But I believe it, brothers and sisters, that he rose for mine and your justification and our salvation. He rose on that third day. Blessed are they that have not seen. I one night I didn't feel the nail print in his hands, but I believe my Lord, it was him that come out of that tomb, and he's alive tonight. I done filled him in the boat. Hallelujah. I know without a doubt my Redeemer that he deals, and he ever makes intercession for you and me. Church, I'll tell you, by his bloodshed, you and I are saved, and by his stripes, we're healed. Somebody ought to believe on him and be saved, because he is the Savior of the world. He's the Messiah. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning. He's dead. Hallelujah. He's the way in to the port of the glory. Some of them said, oh, Lord, we don't know where you're going and how can we know the way. You may be a friend of Murray, and you may be a friend of Voodoo or Muhammad. You may have another God you might be a friend to, but let me tell you, friend, I ain't but one God, I ain't but one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that you can go to. Paul said there's gods many and there's lords many, but if you want to be saved, there's one man and his name is Jesus. He paid the sin debt on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood. He gave his life for me and for you. And a world as in darkness, and brothers and sisters, this world is still in darkness, but I would to God you'd come to the light of the truth and the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that you can live and you can live forever, and not only can you live down here? You live. They asked old Job a question one time. They said, if you die, can you live again? Brother, I'll tell you, it's life beyond the grave. Praise God. You accept Jesus in your heart and into your life. You just started living and you'll live on. Sure, you may have to lay this whole body down, but this soul will live, and it'll heal forevermore. And one day, we'll take on a new body, likened under the Son of God. Then let me plead with you today, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Praise God, he left you a promise that I'll give to you life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly. And it's for anyone. He ain't got no respect to person. I don't care how deep you are in sin or to whatever kind of shape the devil got you in. Hallelujah. If you come and believe upon Jesus, he'll receive you. Hallelujah. He'll take you in. He'll set you in your right mind. He'll write your name down in heaven. And brother, you can live forever. And ain't only when we get tired, we're blessed. Hallelujah. Jesus walked among men down here, and brother, he talked to them and he gave them eternal life, but he told them, he said, I've got to leave you, I've got to go away. And it said a sorrow filled their hearts. Hallelujah. And brother, but Jesus said, it's expediently that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter, I won't come. Nah, they didn't want him to leave them. They was heartbroken, and they followed him out to a little old mount called a Mount Olive. And he said, don't depart from Jerusalem. But tire it out till you've been endued with power. Brother, I'll tell you, just get born again, and all of it, you can go on. Paul said, forget these things. Praise God. That's behind us. And we're going on. Laying aside every way ever said hallelujah at any but said us, and we're going on into perfection, not letting again dead work under repentance, but we're moving on up in holiness and in the spirit. Oh, Jesus said, I ain't going to leave you. I by yourself, but I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give you another comforter, praise God, which is the Holy Ghost. He said, tired at Jerusalem, do you be endured? They went back to Jerusalem, and in that upper room, they began to wait. For the promise, they was there praying and seeking God, looking for the promise that Jesus promised him. Hallelujah. And while they were there, it said suddenly, brother, they were the sound come from heaven as a rushing, a mighty wind, and it filled the house. Where they were sitting at, and there appeared unto them clothed in tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave the utterance, and they said, this is what was prophesied by the prophet of Joel prophesied of the coming of the Holy Ghost power. And he said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you're going to receive power to be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and under the most other part. Really, power to stand against the walls of the devil. Filled us with his spirit. Filled us with his anointing. And brother, every devil that arise up in you and try to overrun you, brother, we got power in the name of Jesus to overcome that force and that power. Brother, put the devil down and let Jesus live in you. Put the forces of hell down and lay hold on eternal life. Only said after you shall receive fine, brother, anything that will come your way. You got power through Jesus to overcome it. Paul said, we're more than an overcomer. We're more than a conqueror. Going on. My, brother, I see him as it is in that upper room. Praise God and the Holy Ghost of God, the fire of God, fill that house. We need it back in our church world today. We need to be filled with power. Honey, I tell you, we need to have that anointing and that fire, God, in our life. Did the devil backing us up in a corner and beating us to death. We need to be backing him up. Little John, praise God. I said in Little John 4, praise God, little children, you've overcome that wicked one. How come you've overcome? How greater is he that is in you and he that is in the world. Fire of the tread on scorpion. Jesus Christ didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, hallelujah, and of love, and of a sound mind. Brother, there ain't a devil out there can overcome you if you're full of the fire and anointing of God. We've got the victory. I don't care what your name is or where you go. Have you been born again? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? My. And it's for everybody. Reader said, it's to you and to your house and many as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. He didn't give it to one or two and won't give it to me or you. But the Bible said the Holy Ghost is given to them by that obeys. And look what happened. Brother, I believe the sound of the wind is about to blow again on that morning. It said they were a sound like a rush of mighty wind, and it come from heaven, and it filled our house for him. They were assembled together, and they left Galilee doing miracles on top of miracles. A preacher, a resurrected Savior, my God. They want to teach him or preach him a dead God, but they required him to be alive. Woo! And thank God that he is alive. But I want to ask you, is he alive in your heart? Is he alive in your soul? Are you serving a dead God? Are you dead? Are we dead? And then I tell you, that same Spirit, that same Holy Ghost, he said, by the one that raised Lazarus, he said it would quicken your mortal body. Church, it's time we get on fire for God. It's time we wake up and realize the day is a day of salvation.
Amen.
Now's the time of getting alive. He promised us eternal life.
Yes, he did.
And he told us, go on into perfection, not laying again dead works under repentance, but going on, hallelujah, into the fullness. Brother, they went on. When they left out there of that upper room, they went out into the streets. They went out into the highways and the byways, praise God, and they declared Jesus Christ up to be alive. They said it was signs following the believers. You know what? Brother, there ought to be some miracles taking place. There ought to be some signs. Jesus told them when he told them, go into all the world. I preach my gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. But did not he say in Mark 16 and the latter part of it, and the signs will follow them that believe. I'm talking about believers in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The man that rose again, and that he's alive in the hearts and the life of people that's been born again, has accepted him into your heart and into your life. Hallelujah. People sit down on God, the love of many, it waxing cold. Praise God. Called the sin and iniquity abide. He said, the love of many, it waxed cold. Devil got people to all the pieces. People can't love each other. They can't get along. Hallelujah. They fight and scratch. But brother, I'm telling you, there's one heaven to go to. There ain't four or five different heavens. There ain't four or five different gods. There's one God. Praise God. The Bible said, without constant mercy, great is the mystery of God. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus come. Hallelujah. He said, I come in my Father's name. You won't receive me. But if somebody else comes in their name, him you will receive. But Jesus, brother, I'm telling you, for the people like you, he's God tonight. He's God in the Father. He's God in the Son. He's God in the Holy Ghost. He's God all three in one. No other name, no other way under heaven deal. Do you know another man you can call on and get saved? No, there ain't no other name. No other name under heaven given, but through and by the name Jesus Christ that come and died for me and died for you. Oh, I'm declaring to be alive. And I'm telling you, lost people, if you'll believe on him, if you'll accept him, you can have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. He come to deliver you. These people bound down with spirits. They bound with drugs. They bound with alcohol. They bound, I was there. I'm now living in sin and corruption. But let me tell you, I can't deliver you. I praise God, but I know a man that can. You pray in my name, nothing will ever happen. But my Lord, when you begin to pray in the name of Jesus and call on him, he'll deliver you from them spirits. I've just got you down. He'll deliver you from drugs and from alcohol. My Lord, there's been a lot of people bound down with the devil, and the devil had them run wild and crazy. But the Lord saved them, praise God, and give them the right mind and a right spirit. And now they're living a happy life, and they're serving God. Brother, I'll tell you what, if you want joy and you want peace, they stay in hell. Hallelujah tonight. There's joy. The writer said, and it's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. He said, Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Yes. Church, we got to learn to lean on him. Learn that whatever we need, that he's the answer. Amen. Praise God. And he's coming back. One day, you may be doing pretty good down here in this walk of life, and you're not saved, but you know what's going to happen. When Jesus comes, or death comes, and you leave this world without him. I'm talking about, it don't end. If you got Jesus, this it don't end with a grave. Praise God. When you die, that ain't the end of it.
Amen.
That's just the beginning.
Yeah.
When you just really start living forever and forevermore. Then he said when he comes back in the clouds of glory, he is coming.
Yes, he is.
Said he's going to bring all them spirits with him. Hallelujah. And friend, I'll tell you, we're going to take on a new body.
Yes.
And we're going to live with him forever and evermore in perfect peace and happiness while the ages roll on. I mean, this is an opportunity, praise God, that you can't refuse. Amen. If you want to live forever and forevermore. In him, we have abundant life. But if we ain't got him, we'll die a little bit every day. And then when this body lays down, we'll die forevermore in a burning hell, in a lake of fire.
Amen.
But he promised it to everybody that you can have eternal life. And you can live forever and forevermore. He that has the Son has eternal life. And he that has not the Son will die forever.
Amen.
Do you know him? You'll get down right there wherever you at. You'll pray and ask the Lord to come into your heart and your life and to set things right in your home. Devil's got homes tore all the pieces. Kids without moms and dads. Raised by somebody else. When they're crying themselves to sleep at night. And moms and dads won't take care of their kids. Brother, it's sad. Because the world and the things of this world has taken over. And their lives without God. And the devil got you to you don't care for nobody or nothing anymore. Yeah. But we need to get the love of Christ in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus come to die. Their time's about come to a close. But I pray that you'll kneel down by that phone, have your listening, and ask the Lord. Lord, I want eternal life. I want to live forever and forevermore.
Yes. Amen.
Come into my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Come into my life. Save me.
Yes.
Praise God. Brother, the Lord will come into your heart. He'll give you a new heart, a new spirit, a new life, and you can live forever. And forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you know him? We're going to pray a short prayer. You'll join with us if you're lost. Lord, we come to you, God, today, Lord. Sinner man, woman, boy, or girl. Lord, let's ask him. Ask you, Lord, to come into their heart and into their life. Forgive them of their sins. I know you're faithful and just to forgive them. And to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, from unholiness. Lord, save them, God. Write their name down in the Lamb of Life, where they can live forever and forevermore. Feed on the cross. Said, Lord, remember me when you come into thy paradise. Remember me, Lord. Remember the lost. Deal with their heart, God. Save them in Jesus' name. Lord, you're dealing with somebody. You're speaking to somebody. Somebody so burdened down that they don't know what to do. But I'll tell you what to do. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and life. You're troubled and got so many troubles. They're overrunning you. And you're tormented. And you can't rest or sleep at night. But Jesus will give you a peaceful sleep.
Yes.
You can sleep and rest. And you can go home to be with Jesus. We pray and ask these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stay in tune for these other brothers. Be a coming on. May the Lord richly bless you. It's our prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the melody's been written and the words have all been said, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some old sacred hymn. In the valley of decision, tell me, friend, what will you do? This love has many choices, eternity has two. This world and all its pleasures will soon be passed away. The final invitation to the only today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. This life has been a joy filled, eternity has been. The straight and narrow way leads to life, the broad way down below. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is a burden. Our days on earth are few. This life has been a joy filled, eternity has been. This life has been a joy filled, eternity has been.
Praise the Lord. Good song. We just pray that people have called upon the name of the Lord and that they've gotten saved today. And believe in God that you've just turned everything over to Him and you'll spend eternal life with Him. We're going to get this other caller on here. We got two callers calling in. 706-313. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. It's Brother Billy Kill, California Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
We're blessed, brother.
Amen.
We're going to get Willie on, and then we'll let you obey the Lord.
Okay.
Brother Willie, come on in.
Praise the Lord. It's good. Praise the Lord. We'll be back to the radio.
Amen.
We thank the blessing of God and opportunity to come back again in the... Amen. Praise the Lord and pray that we'll be able to help somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not about us, but it's about Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's about somebody that needs to live with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God. Praise the Lord for the blessings. Amen. Praise God. So you want me to go ahead, sis?
I was going to let Billy go ahead and obey the Lord, and then I'll let you follow him.
Go ahead. Let's find it. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Brother Billy.
Praise the Lord. You know, I was going to say I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything. And you know, it don't really matter if somebody goes before me or not. Praise the Lord. You know, it's still the Word of God that we got here. And it's
Amen.
The Word of God that we're given, and God's Word does not return void, and it does not spoil. It will not run on you, clabber on you. The Word of God will stand when this world is on fire. And I love the Lord, and I thank the Lord for everything He's done, most of all, what He's going to do. You know, He's a mighty, working God. And all we got to do is stay close to Him, praise God, cleave to Him. And I'm
going
to coming up First John 2, and I'm going to start at 24. He says, "Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning of that which you have have heard from the beginning. I think I got that right. children remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the Father. You know, I said that word up there, remain, you know. Some people, they'll go to the altar, praise God, and they're in front of somebody, and they want somebody to say, oh, if you go to church with me and get right, you know, I might do this with you, and, you know. But, you know, they'll come to the altar, and they'll get right, and they'll cry them alligator tears, praise God, but it don't remain in them, praise God. They forget it when they walk out the door.
Uh-huh.
And you got to, but you got to have that remaining in you. You got to keep it like you do, you know, your money when you put it into the bank or something. You want to hold on to that. And you get a little extra money, you want to hold on to it, praise God, to do something with it. But we got to hold on to that everlasting sin, you know. We can't let it slip away from us, praise God. And we've got to hold on to it. You know, in 26 says, these things have I wrote unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye shall, and ye need not that which that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. And people say, hey, I can't understand the Bible. My Sunday school teacher just can't explain it like it ought to be. Well, you know, he got to get the Lord embodied in him. If that's his job, praise God, you got to pray for him, and he's got to pray too, that the Lord give him the knowledge and wisdom, you know. If you're going to be a preacher, praise God, you got to do it under Jesus' anointing, praise God, not mine or yours, praise God. It's got to be none of the anointing that does that. And when these days, we're going to understand this more and more every day that we live. If we hold on to Jesus' unchanging hand, that we will see each day is a learning process. But if we give up, like that song,
bless him, Lord.
Sister Linda plays at church sometime. But help won't be no good if it comes tomorrow if you do run astray today, you know, if you something like that. But he said help won't help tomorrow if today you go astray. And that's what a lot of them are doing, praise God. They ask God to help them. They ask God to do this for them. They ask God, then they want to take it up themselves. Just about the time God gets it lined up, about the time God gets it figured out, and God says, oh, just a little bit more. Just take another step or two. He said, just walk a little farther. Just walk a little farther, praise God. But they'll sit down and get tired on him. And then he said, Lord, and he said, Father, are they weak?
Bless him, Lord. Yes,
but
Jesus.
They didn't let this abide in them. They did not let it abide in them. And, but, you know, we have to let it abide in this, that one day that we will see the Lord Jesus Christ. And
come on.
Praise God. I'm going to go over here for Joshua 1 and 5. He said, therefore, there shall not any man be abiding in to stand before thee all the days of thy life as I was with Moses. So I will be with thee. I will not forsake thee, nor I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. That's God right there, you know, talking. He was telling Joshua, don't worry. The same promise that I give to Moses, that I give to Abraham, that I passed it on down to generations and generations. Why not, praise God? That's just the old-fashioned thing you hear. The mighty word of God still ain't faded away, praise God. When Jesus is talking in the Bible, it's red and white, praise God. And he don't ever water it down. You can't, praise God, and get nothing out of it. But here you are again. He was telling Joshua to abide with me, abide in me. He said, I'll be with you just the same as I was with Moses, praise God. And that's what we got to have. We got to abide in him. And if we need anything, no, anything at all, all we got to do is ask him, praise God. Ask him. Because, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. But it's sometimes it ain't what we want, we get. But it's what we need, praise God. If he sees that we're going to want this and it's going to hurt us down the road, that ain't going to work. He don't give us our wants. He gives us our needs because he loves us. And he promised when he adopted us, praise God, that he said, I'll take care of you. He said, you come on into my house, come on. Come into my family, praise God. We're no more astray, you know, but we're no more orphanage. We was adopted into this priesthood, praise God, so that everyone could see that light whenever if you've been a pure mean devil and someone sees a change in you, praise God, that's what you're doing. You're going to say... You can't tell them that the Lord saved you. They won't listen to it. But I guarantee you, they should see a difference in you. Instead of just saying, yeah, I'll brag it, you know, I didn't have to do that. When you get the Lord in your life, yeah, you're going to rejoice, praise God. But when you go back out in that world, praise God, they're watching you. They're looking at you and say, hey, he ain't got nothing. He just said he did. You know, hey, but you got to show them. By the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to say, they got to see something different in you is what I'm trying to say. Your life will change. The man that used to do that, I mean, like that song says, I don't go there anymore thanks to Calvary. Thanks to Calvary, everything's brand new, praise God. Yes. And that's what we got to do. If we abide in him and we hold on to him, praise God, if we don't never let go, praise God, that we'll hold on to him to the end, praise God. Yes, I'm going to run over here at Luke 9:15. Praise God, and I had a mark, but it fell out or something. But, you know, God is the greatest God, you know. Good things come to them who wait, praise God. You have to wait up on the Lord, praise God. 9:15, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So, okay, it's all on another page. Yeah, I started 14 there. He said, For they were about 5,000 men, and he said unto his disciples, make them sit down by fifties in the companies, and they did so and made them to sit down. Then he took the five loaves of bread and the two fishes and blessed them. And
yes, Jesus.
The fishes and looked upon the heavens and said, he blessed them in heaven and broke and broke. He gave to them disciples therefore. And the multitude, I get here, my eyes are going. But anyway, that's another miracle right there. They abided in Jesus. They followed him everywhere is what I'm trying to say. They followed Jesus everywhere he went. And they said, oh, Lord, there's not enough of money to buy enough food for all this. He said, have you got any of that? They said, we got a little boy with five loaves of bread and two fishes, you know. Praise God, when his mama, he was going on his journey, praise God, and I can about imagine him in my mind. He said, I'm going to follow this Jesus, see what this crowd's doing. And she said, wait a minute, son, let me pack your lunch for you. I don't want you to be out there all day and go hungry, praise God. But she didn't know when she was packing his lunch that she was going to feed 5,000 people. Praise God. You know how that's the way God works. Sometimes it comes to you in different directions. And that little boy just happened to be there. And he was doing it. It was being done for God's glory, praise God. And Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed that food, which we're supposed to do when we are eating, praise God. And when he blessed the food, they took up 12 baskets of fragment that was left. That's God for you. That's God.
Yeah.
We got to abide with him. We got to hold on to him, praise God. And if he asks you just to do something little thing, praise God, don't get puffed up because he ain't going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do. So I don't sit on the bench and do nothing, praise God. When the Holy Ghost hits you, jump up and take off. And do not quench the spirit, praise God. Don't hold on to the bench shaking the bench because you don't really want to get up because you're afraid what somebody's going to say. But praise God, they're going to talk about you anyway. They're going to talk about you anyway, so just well give them something to talk about. And then if they ain't careful, that's going to be between them and God, praise God. And so he made us many, many promises all through his life. When Jesus was here 3.5 years, he made us promise. He showed us that a man can do it. He showed us as living proof that he's perfect, praise God. He was living proof that he said, "What I do, these things you can do better, greater." And praise God, and that's what he come to do, showing them. He showed his 12, and one of them just didn't want to hear it. He was rebellious, you know, and he just, he said, "Well, I'm going to get me some money," praise God. And which is Judas did, you know, but he loved Judas. If he didn't, he wouldn't make him a disciple. But praise God, Judas didn't really know. He didn't comprehend everything that was going on. Judas didn't know that one day that I made it, you know, they thought that was to the disciples that they wouldn't need the grace of God because he had it with him. But when he walked away that night from the supper, he walked away from God's anointing. He walked away from the love of Jesus Christ. He walked away to betray the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver, praise God. He walked away when he went up that last supper, and Jesus told him, he said, "Hey, do what you must do, but do it quickly." And he got up and went out. Praise God. And he went out. When he did, praise God, right there, he turned his back on the power of God, praise God. And he turned his back on the Son, you know, that come to give everlasting life. Give everlasting life. But he just didn't know what to do, really, when it turned. And we all going to have to die one of these days, you know, unless the rapture takes place. But one thing about it, we got to abide in him, and him in us, praise God. And you may say, "Hey, I was looking for a scripture a while ago, and I couldn't find it." He said, "Forsake not to assemble yourself in the house of God." So that's how you keep him alive in you. You keep him alive in you. You keep him stirred up in you, the spirit. You go to church, praise God. But the more you lay out, praise God, the colder you get. The colder you get, the farther you're out in the hater. A hater, a wood hater, it's good to have one, praise God, but when the fire goes out, there's no heat coming out of it.
No.
When I was growing up, Daddy'd always leave the hater up, even in the summertime, people would stand around the hater and talk, because that's just what they did. But, you know, in the summertime, there was no power in there, but they were just standing around in the a talk around the hater. Like, you know, I never could understand that, praise God. But I know where the fire's at now, praise God. And I know when I growed up that I had to do some my life. And then I tried drinking here and there, but praise God, I made it to the well. I made it to the well of the living water, praise God.
Yes, bless him, Lord.
I said you'll never go third, but I got to abide with him. I got to walk with him.
Yeah.
I got to learn what he's got for us. He's got more than we could ever imagine for us, praise God. He's got everything lined up, praise God. And we got to hold on to that unchanging hand, too. You know, our God is a living God, you know. Okay, I'm gonna go with 1 Corinthians and 3:14. It says, if any man work abideth able which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be hindered, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so by the force. You know, if a man works, that's what he's saying there. We got to keep working for Christ. But if a man slumbers and he slows up, praise God, and he's going to suffer loss. He's going to suffer loss. And like I say, if you wait and you wait and you wait until you, I'll go to church next week, praise God. But God is not happy with that. He is frowning on it. And he says, one day, he said, all you stiff-necked, uncircumcised hypocrites will bow one day. You will bow to your knees and confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, praise God. They'll bow on their knees and confess with their tongue, but I don't want to wait that long. Somebody say, well, you say you've been serving the Lord for 30-something years. Yes, I had more life out of this 37 years than I had the first 22 and my first years. And I found a new, like I said, I found a fountain that won't run dry. It's up to me, though, to go back to the well when I need to. Go back to that spiritual life, praise God. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, I'm thirsty a little bit there. I need another drink of water. Then that spirit of hope and that Holy Ghost will start moving on you and will remind you, praise God, where he brought you from, and he will remind you where he's going to take you to. But we got to abide in him day and day. You know, there's no stopping place in the Lord. And we got to do it 24/7, you know. You got to watch when you're sleeping, too, because if you don't got that helmet of salvation on, that he'll give you that moving man will give you dreams that ain't right, praise God. He'll come into your head while you're dreaming and give you bad dreams and give you thoughts. But if you got that helmet of salvation on, he's got no place for you. Because we're going to be tempted every day and every night, great, praise God. But we're not no different than Jesus, you know. And when you get into a weak place, that's when he comes at you when you're at your weakest.
Yes.
Praise God. He even tempted Jesus. He said, if you'd be the son of man, turn them stones into bread, praise God, tempting him because he was weak, fasting 40 days and 40 nights. But he told him, he said, man can't live by bread alone. We got to have a little water. You know, praise God, every time Satan come at him, He owned it all anyway. He was just letting him see what he was going to do, praise God. But, you know, some people said, oh, somebody ain't right just doing this in church and ain't right doing this in church. Well, I think I'll say something to him, but he didn't say. He said, let the wheat and the tare grow together, and I'll do the separation. Because when you let God do the separation, praise God, and you won't harm none of the wheat, praise God. But if that's talking about people, too, if you say something and you try to separate that bad one without God's help, well, you're going to offend somebody else too, praise God. But God knows how to work it out, praise God. He knows how to separate the wheat from the chaff without hurting the wheat, praise God. And but we got to hold on to that man, and we got to stay in God's will, and we got to abide in Him, praise God. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but until we make it home, praise God. Well, then we'll be living with Him, praise God. But until then, we got to learn things, praise God. We got to learn of Him, abide in Him. Every day is a learning experience. Tomorrow I may read these same scriptures and get something out of them, you know. But that's But praise God, that's just the way God works. That's just the way my God is. He takes care of us, and He guides us in His footsteps, and He'll tell us when we get a little thirsty, get down and out, or sometimes, like I say, we might fall or something, and He'll tell us, praise God. You say, Lord, help me. I think I broke my vessel, and He'll say, look, just go back to the potter's house, my child. And you know, the potter's house, if anybody knows what that is, if you're broken, praise God, He'll give you more life and eternity, praise God. He'll say, go back to the potter's house and get yourself took care of, and which that means, I think it should be mean today, that go back to church, praise God. Get yourself took care of. Go back to that altar, praise God. He's not going to destroy you right away. He loves you. He loves everybody that's in hell. He didn't want them to go there. Because the scripture said they went there as an intruder. The ones that did not abide in Him. They're the ones that went there. He still loved them. He still loves them today. But there's nothing He can do when they... there's nothing He can do, you know, when they get that far gone. Praise the Lord. And, but, you know, we got to hold to change His hand, Lord God, and abide in Him, praise God. And He is the miracle worker. He's one that loves us. He feeds us. He clothes us. And if nobody knows what that feels like, well, you can get on your knees just any time the Lord deals with you, praise God. And when He saves you, praise God, come into your heart, you're going to say, well, I wish I'd done this earlier. Praise God, because you get a brand new life, praise God. You'll never go thirsty. You'll never go hungry. He puts food on your table, the natural food. Somehow or another, He'll talk to somebody, a stranger, will come by and say, hey, the Lord told me to bring you this food over here. Praise God. And you say, well, you know, I don't want to take strangers, but they may not be strangers. Because the Bible says you may be entertaining angels on the word, praise God. So, you know, God, He works, uses other people to help Him out, you know, His other children. Praise God. So I think that's about all I got, Sister Betty. God knows about it. You know, He is an awesome God. He's a God that won't quit. He abides in us. We just need to abide in Him all the time.
Amen.
I'll back over to you, Sister Betty, and say I love the Lord.
Brother Willie, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back once again. Amen. Praise the Lord to be able to do something for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we give Him all the glory because, you know, He's worth it to be praised. Amen. And we just love Him. Amen. Praise the Lord because what He done for us. Amen. And, you know, the Bible says that He loved us before we loved Him. Even when we were His enemies, He still loved us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, amen. Praise the Lord. So it's good, praise the Lord, to be back. And, We're coming at the book of 4 John chapter 2, and I'm gonna begin. We're reading 20. Well, let's read 24. See, well, I'm gonna begin to read 2 and 18. It says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now, or the many Antichrists, whereby we know that it shall it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt have continued with us. And for they went out, that they may be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an action from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and the and no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? That now the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same can know the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let therefore abide in you what you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is
yes,
the promise he has promised us, even eternal life. Verse 26 says, these things have I read unto you concerning them that seduce you. But you know, in verse 25 again, and this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. You know, it's one of the greatest promises. That's so many wonderful promises. I believe there's a 366 promise in the Bible. There's a one promise a day.
That's
if we take all the promise of God, amen, praise the Lord, one a day, amen, praise the Lord. He gives one extra right there for the, so one day that we need two, amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, the promise that he gave us, I mean, the promise that he gave us, amen, praise the Lord, the promise that he had promised us, even eternal life. He promised eternal life to live for eternity. Amen, praise the Lord. But we must separate us from the demonic spirits. We must separate from the world. We must separate from sin. We must separate us, amen, praise the Lord, for the things of this world. Amen, praise the Lord. We must serve God. We must seek him. Amen, praise the Lord. Because it's a wonderful promise, man. I think, well, we can think about it, man, praise the Lord. I think about it a lot of times. Amen, praise the Lord, what he done for me. Amen, praise the Lord, for myself. I take this promise personal. Amen, praise the Lord. And then what he said unto me, amen, praise the Lord, he said, I come to give you life, eternal life. Amen, praise the Lord. It's like the Bible said in John 10:10. He said, Satan come to steal and kill and destroy. He said, but I came. So you have life abundantly. Amen, praise the Lord. He won for, and he promised that he will give us eternal life. He promised that he will give us, amen, praise the Lord, abundantly life. Amen, praise the Lord. Not a wicked life. You know, that's a shame. Amen, praise the Lord. Had a lot of people, Christian, living today. Amen, praise the Lord. Defeated all the time he's making. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And telling people everything the devil has done. Let me tell you something. The devil ain't done nothing for me. I don't have to give him no glory. Amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ has promised me everything. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He gave me a promise that he will give me eternal life. Amen, praise the Lord. And it's a promise for each and every one. Amen, praise the Lord. That whosoever will. Amen, praise the Lord. If we take the scriptures personal.
Yes.
Personal.
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. Amen, praise the Lord. Thank God because he gave me the eternal life. He promised. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people say, well, maybe I can make it to heaven. Maybe I'm going to go to heaven. We got to know that we know that we know. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we got the promise of God. That we got to know. That we got to know that our sins has been washed away. That we got to know we are washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there is no sin in our heart. And there is no sin in our life. That we got to know. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless
and Jesus Christ to come in the cross today. We
yeah,
can believe this
world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be ready. We got to look for the promise of God. We got to look. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be defeated. We don't have to look what the enemy does for us, but we got to know what God is doing for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's a shelter. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's our rock. He's our savior. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's our deliverer. He is the way unto the kingdom of God. He is the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no other door. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can go in unto the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ. And he's in the book of John, amen, praise the Lord, Luke chapter 14. He said, I am the door, amen, praise the Lord. I am the way, amen,
on.
Praise the Lord. So therefore,
bless
amen,
Lord.
Praise the Lord, we got it good for him. We got to know that he gave his promise, amen, praise the Lord. It's like somebody and get a ticket to go somewhere, amen, to the game or whatever, amen, praise the Lord. And you take the ticket. and you're going to go to the gate right there, and you say, I'm going in because somebody gave me this ticket, amen, praise the Lord, and you go in and enjoy the blessing somebody give you, amen, praise the Lord, and the same thing when Jesus say, I will give you eternal life, and we got to take the ticket right there, and we got to go, amen, praise the Lord, and we go to the kingdom of God and say, yes, I got the ticket because Jesus Christ made a way for me. He gave me the ticket to come, amen, praise the Lord, unto the kingdom of God, amen, praise the Lord. And I got the ticket in my hand, amen, praise the Lord. And I want to hear Jesus say, well done, my child, amen, praise the Lord. We can walk unto the kingdom of God, amen, praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise the Lord. The book of John chapter 3. The book of John chapter 3, amen, praise the Lord. In 14, he said, amen, praise the Lord. Some John chapter 3 in 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You know what? No perish. He didn't come to destroy. You know, when we heal, when we pray for people, when the doctor say, well, you ain't going to make it, the cancer, you ain't going to make it. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what Jesus said, I come to give life. I didn't come to take life, but I come to give life. Amen, praise the Lord. He didn't come, amen, praise the Lord, to kill. He didn't come, amen, praise the Lord, to take life, but he came to give his life. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's like he said right there in 14 and 15. He said that whosoever believe in him, you know, perish, but have eternal life. So we got to believe on him, and we will have eternal life in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. And 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's so many people that we live today, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, maybe he'll let me go to heaven. Maybe I go to heaven. Now that we got to know that we know that we know, amen, praise the Lord, because Jesus Christ, I say, whosoever will, amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter the color, the race, the nationality, the language, amen, praise the Lord, as long as they come and receive Jesus Christ as the personal Savior, amen, praise the Lord, and then, praise the Lord, we go into heaven, amen, praise the Lord. That's one thing about it. God is the colorblind. He don't see the color. He don't see no black, red, yellow. I mean, everybody's the same to him, amen, praise the Lord. And that's how that we got to be. We got to be colorblind, but we don't see no colors, amen, praise the Lord, but we see the blood of Jesus apply on people, amen, praise the Lord, because, amen, praise the Lord, he said, whosoever will, amen, praise the Lord. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, say, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Anybody that wants to, anybody that come in, anybody, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, this is a reminder. It's like when we had homecoming, it's for everybody, everybody. Hey, amen, praise the Lord, all the community come, all the people that somebody said, come on, let's have a good time. Let's, amen, praise the Lord, and that's what Jesus said. I say, amen, praise the Lord, whosoever will come, I will invite you to come be with me. I invite you, amen, praise the Lord, to the great supper, amen, praise the Lord. I ask you to come, amen, praise the Lord. But that's whosoever will. That's whosoever will, amen, praise the Lord. One thing by God, he does no respect to person, amen, praise the Lord. He's no favor nobody or for somebody, amen, praise the Lord. God, whosoever will, praise the Lord. He loved the world. He loved each and every one of us, amen, praise the Lord. And he died for each and every one of us. And he does no respect to person for us, amen, praise the Lord. And he promised us, amen, praise the Lord, and we should have eternal life, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the devil offers a lot of things to people. Oh, he offers so many things, amen, praise the Lord. But he's not offering eternal life in heaven, amen, praise the Lord, because he don't have it. He ain't got it, amen, praise the Lord. He's not going to be able to go to heaven. He already lost it. He knows where he's going, amen, praise the Lord. But we know where we're going. Amen, I can tell you this tonight. George, amen, praise the Lord, somebody that's a sinner, they say, well, how can you go to heaven? All you got to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and say, Lord, come into my heart. I renounce everything. I renounce the things of this world. I renounce sin. I renounce alcohol, drugs, whatever you're doing, amen, renounce in the name of Jesus and let Jesus Christ to come, amen, praise the Lord. That's one thing about it. You don't have to give it nothing up because he will take it away from you, amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't come to and no counsel of Jesus Christ, because they don't want to give things out. But let me tell you something. You do not have to give nothing out. He'll take away for you. I didn't have to give no cigarettes up. I didn't have to give the rent up. I didn't have to give the course up. He took away from me, amen, praise the Lord. And I tell you what, praise the Lord. And I have been free from rent and smoking, cursing, and everything else, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. It's not because of me, it's because of him, amen, praise the Lord. I didn't set myself free, but he set me free, amen, praise the Lord. I was willing to be free. And he come and set me free, amen, praise the Lord. So it's up to us, amen, praise the Lord. It's not up to him anymore if we want to go to heaven, but it's up to us to accept the promise of God. It's up to us that God, I want to go to heaven. Lord, it's like the young ruler, amen, praise the Lord, that comes to Jesus and says, Master, what I must do to enter the kingdom of God? Oh, amen, praise the Lord. Jesus told him, go and sell everything that you have, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord. Go and sell everything that keep you from going to heaven, and sell, get rid of it, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and you shall enter the kingdom of God, amen, praise the Lord. You don't want nothing in this world, because this world is not our home. And we just passing by, we just pilgrims, amen, praise the Lord, and we just passing by, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's nothing in this world that we're going to take it to heaven, amen, praise the Lord. Only thing that we're going to take it to heaven, the salvation of God that he gave us, the promise of God, amen, praise the Lord, and because nothing in this world, amen, praise the Lord, that is going to go with us, amen. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, believe the promise of God, submit ourselves, amen, praise the Lord, to God, amen, praise the Lord, and take the promise and say, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to make it in the name of Jesus, because he said that I would, and I am, and he make a way for me, praise the Lord, and for me to go to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people commit suicide. A lot of people kill themselves. A lot of people say, I don't have no hope. Yeah, you hope it's in Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. You hope it's not in the bottle. You hope it's not in the drugs. You hope it's not in sin, but you hope it's in Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. He comes so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. He comes so we can, praise the Lord, go to heaven, enjoy life, amen, praise the Lord. Enjoy life. Amen, praise the Lord. Well, there won't be no more sickness. There won't be no sin. There won't be, amen, praise the Lord, no sin, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, this world is in bad shape right now, George. This world is in bad shape, and they ain't going to get no better. So, amen, praise the Lord. Don't get comfortable, they say, with the pressure that's going to make things better. There ain't no man that's going to make things better, amen, praise the Lord. Only one that's going to take things better is Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. He promised that he will come to you, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
One day, amen, praise the Lord, we're going to come. He's coming back. He's not going to come into this world. He's not going to come to be a babe no more. He's not come to be crucified no more. But he's not even walking this door. He come onto the clouds, and from the clouds, he's going to say to the church, come hide us. Come hide us, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, we shall, amen, praise the Lord, and we're going to be lifted out, amen, praise the Lord, that the dead in Christ shall rise for us, amen, praise the Lord, and them, the ones that remain shall be carried out with them, amen, praise the Lord, in the clouds. It's going to be a wonderful day, you know. It's going to be a wonderful time, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, in the twinkling of the night, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come. We can come in the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, and surrender to us and say, Lord, I'm sick of being sin. Lord, I'm sick and I'm sick to be a sinner. Lord, I'm sick to do the things that I'm doing. Lord, whatever you're doing, brothers out there, amen, praise the Lord, you surrender to God and give it to God. Amen. I got that one scripture right here in John chapter 17. In John chapter 17 and 1 to 5, amen, praise the Lord. And 1 says, these words spoke Jesus, lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that thy Son also may be glorified thee, that has given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And see, that's the thing about that. Jesus Christ has a power to give his life eternal. He has a power, amen, praise the Lord. And so we serving a powerful God, amen, praise the Lord. We serving a God can do things. We serving a God, amen, praise the Lord, that he speaks to the mountains, amen, praise the Lord. We serving a God that he speaks to the storms, amen, praise the Lord. We have a God, amen, praise the Lord, and he opened the Red Sea for his people. We have a God, amen, praise the Lord, that he would establish the sign for his people, amen, praise the Lord. And we have a powerful God, amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God that I'm serving this God. I thank God that I don't serve idols like I used to serve idols, amen. And that's God. I used to serve that God. But I thank God that I am serving the living God, amen, praise the Lord, that he talks to me, that he deals with me. Amen. He rebukes me. He will, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He rebukes me when I need to be rebuked. He loves me, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just thank God that I'm serving this powerful God, amen, praise the Lord. And verse 3 says, this is life eternal. They may know thee to only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world began. Amen, praise the Lord. But once again, he had power to give life. He gave the power, amen, praise the Lord, to give the thanks, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus wants for us to know. No, the what kind of power that he's got. The things that he's able to do for us. No, amen, praise the Lord, that he is the God, amen, praise the Lord, that create heaven and earth, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people get excited because they know the president. A lot of people get excited because they work for the president, they work for the Congress, they work with the governor, amen, praise the Lord. But I just thank God that I work for Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. And I know him, and he knows me, amen, praise the Lord. My name might not be written in the White House, but my name, amen, praise the Lord, is written in the Book of Life, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. My name is written there, amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ knows me, the angels know me, God the Father knows me, amen, praise the Lord. And I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, that I know, and amen, praise the Lord, that he knows me, and I know him, amen, praise the Lord. As Brother Billy was said, amen, praise the Lord, he abides with me, and I am abide with him, amen, praise the Lord. And we are together, amen, praise the Lord. And when he gave us power, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, to do these wonderful things, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God, praise the Lord, for everything that God is doing and what he's going, praise the Lord, to do, amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read right here. We're going to 4 John chapter 2, 26. It says, these things have I read unto you concerning them that subdued you. For the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you. The anointing, that's the anointing. Well, we have the anointing. We got the anointing to destroy the works of the devil. We got anointing to let him, Lord. We got the anointing, amen, praise the Lord, to remove the mountains, amen, praise the Lord, to move mountains, amen, praise the Lord. We got anointing, amen, praise the Lord, to rebuke Satan. We got anointing, praise the Lord, to be overcome, amen, praise the Lord, to overcome the works of the devil, amen, praise the Lord. All the people that come and seduce us with unclean things, amen, praise the Lord. We got power to overcome that. We got authority, amen, praise the Lord. That's the anointing, praise the Lord. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said God, amen, praise the Lord. And we got the anointing, God, amen, praise the Lord. There is no demon in hell. There's no demon in this world, praise the Lord, can overcome us, amen, praise the Lord. Because greater is he that is in us, the he that is in the world, amen, praise the Lord. And we can overcome everything, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. And we're going to heaven, amen, praise the Lord. And we're going to place where they too many people want to go, praise the Lord, but that's going to cost, amen, praise the Lord. We're going to have to fight the fire. We're going to have to fight the battle. And that's why we got the anointing, amen, praise the Lord. So anything that comes in our way, we rebuke it, we resist it in the name of Jesus. And we destroy the works of the devil, amen, praise the Lord. It's like when Moses left from Egypt, amen, praise the Lord. He was destroyed, the enemy, and the way, amen, praise the Lord. He was, amen, praise the Lord, the armies of God was killed. Amen, praise the Lord, destroying the anybody that's trying to stop them. Anybody trying to slow them down, amen, praise the Lord. Because the Israelites had one mission, amen, praise the Lord, to get to the promised land. Amen, praise the Lord, anything that stopped them, and praise the Lord, the Moses had the power to destroy them, amen, praise the Lord. He had an army, and we got army today, amen, praise the Lord. We got army with us today, amen, praise the Lord. We got the anointing, amen, praise the Lord, that can stop us. There's nothing the name of praise the Lord. We are overcomers, amen, praise the Lord. We overcomers by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, and by the anointed God, amen, praise the Lord. Because yeah, we are special people. We are peculiar people, you know. That's what the book of Peter says, amen, praise the Lord. We are his people, amen, praise the Lord. He chooses us to praise him, amen, praise the Lord. He gives us the authority. He gives us the power, amen, praise the Lord, and to do these things. And that's why we need the anointed. The anointed needs to be back in the churches. The anointed needs to be back on the preachers. The anointed needs to be back on the evangelists. The anointed needs to be back on the Sunday school teachers. The anointed needs to be back, amen, praise the Lord, to the singles, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to go up where we're coming from, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to rebuke and resist in the name of Jesus, amen. And we, because we got the power. We are his God's people, amen, praise the Lord. And he gave us the promise. If we're going to take the kingdom of God, we got to take the kingdom of God by force, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to fight, amen, praise the Lord. We got to fight every demon, everything that come against us, amen, praise the Lord. But here's what, we got power to fight it with. We got authority to fight it with, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, so many people say, well, the devil done this. The devil ain't got no power over you. You got the anointing. You got power over Satan. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in James, to meet you, that to God receives the devil, and he will flee from you. But you got to be submitted to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you can have the power, amen, praise the Lord, to resist the devil. He will flee from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil's scared of you. If you got the anointing God, the Satan will scare of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's afraid of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you got the anointing, but you got to use it. You got to use the anointing, amen, praise the Lord. In the time of trouble, in the time of situation, you can put the whole armor of God and be able to withstand the watch of Satan, amen, praise the Lord, and be able to fight the good fight, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to keep praising God, amen, praise the Lord. And I'm going to read it in 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you, and ye need know that any man sees you, but as the same anointed sees you of all things. And it's true, and it is no lie, and even as he has taught you, you shall abide in him. Amen. And that's what Jesus said. He wants, exactly the Bible says in John chapter 15, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to abide in him. If we abide in him, he will abide in us. Amen. There's no after him.
Yes.
There's no after him. I told that we can get to him. But there's after us. I told that we want to get to him. Amen, praise the Lord. There's no after him. Amen, praise the Lord. How many times we talk to him? But that's after us. How many times we got to talk to him? There's no after him. Amen, praise the Lord. If we want to go to heaven, he already make a way for us. John chapter 14, he said, he's going to prepare a place for you. Amen, praise the Lord. He's already went to prepare a place for you. There's no after him no more. It's after us. We want to go there. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's after the people over there that listen to us this morning, tonight. Amen, praise the Lord. That's after you people over there. Hallelujah. It's up to you if you want to go to heaven. All you got to do is come to him. All you got to do is give that known to God. All you got to do is take the promise to God and say, I'm going to heaven. I don't care if your mama won't go. I don't care if your daddy don't go. I don't care if your sisters don't go. I'm going to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to take a cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I know sometimes the cross might get heavy, but praise God, he's there right there. He will help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And take the cross. As long as we walk through him, he's going to walk through us, amen. As long as we're willing, he's willing, amen, praise the Lord. As long as we want, he wants, amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is follow him, amen, praise the Lord, and keep praise the Lord, and he will be with us, amen. He will never leave us, he will never forsake us, he will be with us even until the end, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be like Moses. When God told Moses to take this, go and live with the people, Moses told God, he's the God, if you don't go, I won't go, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to thank God, to God, if you go with us, I go wherever you want me to go. Because if you don't go, I won't go. Amen, praise the Lord. But God, if God said us to do something, he's going to be with us. He's going to walk with us. He's going to teach us those things. Amen, praise the Lord. That's why we got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be baptized with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus told his disciples, amen, praise the Lord.
Once
the Holy Ghost has come up for you, you shall receive power. Amen, praise the Lord. You shall receive power. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's the power. That's the fire, Holy Ghost power. Amen, praise the Lord. And we need the fire back, amen. We need the Holy Ghost back, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us, amen. So receive the anointed, receive the Holy Ghost, amen. Hallelujah, because God is good, amen. Praise the Lord. He loves his kids. He loves us. He loves the sin of it. He hates sin. He loves, amen. Praise the Lord. He loves the what's wrong. He loves everybody. He loves everybody, but he hates sin.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sin will not enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to go to heaven, you will have to get rid of your sin. You will have to quit sinning. You will have to quit, amen. Praise the Lord. Have the excuses. Why you keeping sin, amen, praise the Lord, and get rid of the sin, because I know you can't get rid of sin, but Jesus Christ will take the sin away from you. All you got to do is come unto him. He said, come unto me, you the life and have life, and I will give it rest, amen. He wants to give it rest. He wants to have it and give it joy. He wants to take you to heaven. As how much that he loves us, because he wants to take us to heaven be with him. We will be with him for eternity, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, there will be no more separation, amen, praise the Lord. Right now, there's been separation. Jesus said, God the Father, God the Son, the praise the Lord, settled in heaven. But one day there ain't going to be no separation. We will be with him, amen, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And we go wherever we go, amen, praise the Lord. I'm looking for that, amen, praise the Lord. It's something, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to think about it, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, this world is in bad shape. This world is in bad shape, amen, praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. Only escape that we got is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He is our hope. He is our hope today. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's up to us to receive the hope. Say, Lord, you are my help. Amen, praise the Lord. You are my refuge, God. You are everything to me. Amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessing, God, for everything the Lord is doing and what he's going to do. Amen, praise the Lord. And I enjoy, amen, praise the Lord. And thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for this way that allows to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we pray. I pray that somebody will give blessing. I pray because this is not about me, but it's about Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to help somebody to come to Jesus Christ. Amen. And I turn it over to Sister Betty. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Obeying the Lord. We're going to have Tim come and sing a few songs. Keep your mind on the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God.
I was there and feel lonesome. I was blue inside me. When I finally reached the bottom, someone said these words to me. Are you praying hard? Are your heart praying? On your mind is trouble weighing. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard, or are you hard to pray in? Thinking God has turned his back. If you want to change your situation, take a look at where you're at. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? On your mind is trouble weighing. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard to praying? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard to praying?
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Just as I am without complete, the fact thy blood was shed for me, and that thou didst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Yes, come just as you are to Jesus for salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A as if you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8 says that we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sin. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and arose from the grave according to the scriptures. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We cannot save ourselves. Salvation is a gift and it's been provided by grace and faith in Jesus Christ according to Ephesians 2:8. C, confess. 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess thou before men. Matthew 10:32 says, whosoever thou before shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just as I am, thou wilt greet me, wilt thou come hard and quickly, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God,
I come. Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, continue praying for all my family that needs the Lord and continue Mexico there in bad shape, especially my hometown and a lot of killings over there. So just continue praying for them and continue praying for our church too. And, you know, God's will be done. You know, praise the Lord. He will send souls in and be saved and backsliders come back to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so just continue praying for them. Continue praying for Junior and William and all of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And,
praise God.
God, amen.
Do you have any prayer requests? Okay. We're going to read some of these prayer requests on that's been coming in. Buddy and Barbara Woods needs healing. My great-great niece, Cheyenne, she was born last Friday and she died for 35 minutes. And the Lord brought her back and they said that she's doing, you know, good. They just
praise
had to put a feed on her to where she could eat. So just remember her and remember her parents. Just pray that God will bring her on out for his glory.
Yes, amen.
And remember all of our family that needs salvation. I know everybody on here has somebody in their family that needs to be saved. So let's just lift up each other's families to God. And Sherry Hayes has vertigo, needs prayer. Jeff Brown said to pray for him and his family. He's needing God to move. Angie and Leon and Daniel, let's keep them in our prayers. Irene needs healing. Doyle Talent, he hasn't been doing too good here lately, so remember him. He's out of the hospital in rehab, and I don't know if he still has infection in his body, but it was all through his body, so just remember him. Remember Dwight Kelly. He's not feeling good. Larry Hyde has pneumonia. Pray for him that God will touch him. Melvin Hembry, he needs healing in his heart. And remember Marie Baker. She's not feeling good. James Miles is sick tonight. He said to remember him and pray for his mom also. And let's pray for all the ones that are shut in and can't get out. And for those that's in the hospital and nursing homes, let's pray for all the ones that are sick in their bodies with different things. And let's pray for Nellie. God will touch her lungs and her the fluid that's on her lungs and around her heart. We know that God's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. So we're just believing God for her. Karen Hutter's husband, Jerry, has COVID and is in critical condition.
Let's
pray that God will touch him and raise him up.
Yes.
And Melissa said to pray for her colon test. It was not good, and she's scared and nervous. Remember that. Christine Langton said to pray for her. She has bronchitis and laryngitis, and her bronchial tubes are stopped up, so let's remember her. Heather Corden lost her grandpa, so let's remember them. They'll be burying him in a few days. Ask God to comfort that family. Let's pray for my niece, Sedona, that's on oxygen. She needs a miracle. Roger Mackey is needing a miracle. He's got infection in his leg real bad, and he has cancer. And Franklin Bennett, remember him and Sister Hazel in War Room Church down in Bartow, Florida. Let's remember Billy and Bonnie. They need healing in their body. Robert Keeler, like Brother Willie said, let's remember all his family in Mexico that need the Lord, the ones that need healing. And let's pray for my sister Shirley. She has shingles and needing God's touch. And I have other family members that need healing in their bodies. God knows every one of them. Melissa had 3 surgeries, and she's back home now, and she really needs prayer. Crystal Dawn Ball needs healing. Ashley needs prayer. Let's remember all the ones on Facebook that has needs, and we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer. So let's all pray. Brother Willie, pray too.
Please. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus God, we come forward again, Father God. We know you're able and mighty, Lord God, to heal all these people, Lord Jesus. I know that you are the great mighty physician, Lord. God, that you stop the Lord thy God and heal us, Lord. We agreeing together, Lord, right now, God. Pray, Lord. We believe you to touch them, Jesus, tonight, Lord. Heal their bodies, God. Everything is wrong with them, Lord. God, we know that you're powerful and mighty, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you've borne the stripes, God, and times we are healed. Lord, we believe that, God. We pray the prayer of faith. Lord, if we doubt not, we believe whatever we ask you. God, in prayer, we believe that you're able, Lord, to do it, and we'll do it, God. Touch and bless. Lord, and move, God, by your spirit, by your power, Lord, let the Holy Ghost overshadow every one of them, Lord, tonight, God. Lord, and heal their sick bodies, Jesus. Lord, we pray in your name, God, that it will be done according to your riches and glory. But Christ Jesus, God, tonight, Lord, we declare it, Lord, and believe it. Lord Jesus, that we pray, God, Lord, and it'll be so even as we're speaking. Lord, Lord, right now, bless the vision of God and fill nursing home. Lord, just touch the people of God with your strong and mighty hand. Lord, to make them hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe, God, that all that is possible tonight, God, for them that believe, Lord. We'll give you praise. We'll give you glory.
I pray you will
bless them. Thank you, Jesus, for touching them and healing them, Lord. God, we look to you, which come our help. Our help and our strength come from the Lord. In Jesus' holy name, God, we agree together. And it will be done, even as you said it was. Your word, Father, God, we pray. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, tonight, God.
God bless. Tune in next week, same time, from 6 to 8 p.m. in standard time. And we'll just say God bless and good night.
God bless. Good night.
Love everybody.
Bless you.